In this bulletin, world leaders are at odds over the phasing out of coal as the COP26 summit ends, with Australia's Prime Minister refusing to change his stance. Political tensions heightened in Europe as the migrant crisis along the Polish-Belarusian border continues. And in cricket, a historic triumph for Australia at the 2020 World Cup in Dubai. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison has disagreed with UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decree that coal is on its way out. Some Liberal MPs have said they want Australia to commit to stronger 2035 emission cuts, with New South Wales MP Dave Sharma stating it is possible to reduce emissions by 40-45% in that time period. Mr Morrison says investment in manufacturing and technology will be key to a national economic reboot.
And for all of those who are working in that industry in Australia, they'll continue to be working in that industry for decades to come because there will be a transition that will occur over a long period of time. I make no apologies for Australia standing up for our national interests, whether they be our security interests or our economic interests. We have a balanced plan to achieve net zero by 2050, but we're not going to make rural and regional Australians pay for that.
ABC Chair Ita Buttrose has raised concerns that a government inquiry into the national broadcaster's complaints handling processes could be an attempt to weaken its independence and oust its board. New South Wales Liberal Senator Andrew Bragg will lead a Senate inquiry into the ABC and SBS complaints policies following alleged concerns over the public broadcaster's review process for editorial guidelines. Ms Buttrose has called on the Senate to either terminate or suspend the inquiry and says the government is trying to intimidate the ABC. Labor spokesperson for communications, Michelle Rowland, has told SBS that this is anything but normal practice.
It is not a normal Senate inquiry. This is a government that is determined to mute the national broadcaster. And there is, exactly as Ita Buttrose said, a sound reason why there is independent complaints handling of our public broadcasters. Because if politicians determine how the national broadcaster's complaint system runs, then they can influence what is reported. And let's be clear, the ABC and SBS are public broadcasters. They are not state broadcasters.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer has criticised the National Cabinet's COVID-19 roadmap for failing to mention what happens in the pandemic recovery phase and called for more federal funding. Rapid antigen testing kits will be distributed for free by the government, starting with childcare centres impacted by outbreaks and from next week moving to all eligible centres. Victoria has today recorded 860 new COVID-19 cases and 5 deaths. And New South Wales has recorded 165 new COVID-19 cases and 1 fatality. For those aged 16 years and over, the fully vaccinated rate is now 91.1%. Overseas now, the Polish Border Guard has accused security forces on the Belarusian side of preparing stranded migrants there to storm the border fence. Many tents are said to have been cleared at the camp in Belarus, directly opposite Poland's border crossing of Kuznica. In a tweet, one guard accused Belarusian officials of equipping migrants with tear gas and giving them instructions on how to cross. Polish police used loudspeakers to warn the crowd in English that violence would be used if they didn't follow instructions. Reports are difficult to verify since media and aid workers have been denied access to the area and Poland declared a state of emergency along its border. To sport, Australia has beaten New Zealand to claim its first ever 2020 World Cup title in Dubai. The Black Caps were defeated by 8 wickets. Mitch Marsh made 77 runs and David Warner 53, while Josh Hazlewood took 3 wickets. Glenn Maxwell reached their target with 7 balls to spare. And now for today's weather. Perth, sunny, 26. Adelaide, a shower or two clearing, 17. Melbourne, a shower or two and 14. Hobart, showers, 11 degrees. Canberra, cloudy, 12. Wollongong, windy, partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 23. Newcastle, mostly sunny and windy, 24. Brisbane, sunny, 30. Cairns, a possible shower, 32. And Darwin, less humid and mostly sunny, 37. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.